Welcome to the Amaya Mayette Show, where she's going to tell you all the shit they don't tell you about leadership.
Well, hello and welcome to the next episode of Leadership, the Shit They Don't Tell You. My name is Amaya Mayette, and I am your disruptor extraordinaire. Listen, last session, I really talked about in order to be a leader of people, you must first lead your damn self. Yes, I said it like that. And there may be some of you who were really, you know, confronted by that and triggered by that. And all I'm going to say, if you're confronted or triggered, consider it a highlight of something to look at. There's something there for you that is speaking to you that you don't want to listen to, hence your trigger. So if you were triggered and you came back, I want to acknowledge you first off for coming back. But here's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk a little bit more about being a leader in your personal life. See, there is a myth that says you're a leader in your professional life and that's separate from your personal life. Yeah, that's bullshit. Okay, look, leadership is leadership, and you can have a position and a title in a company or an organization and not be a leader. Right? You can have the position and the title and be someone who nobody wants to follow. Trust me, I've worked for a couple. And that is never, ever the best thing for the company or the individual who's in the position or the people that have to deal with that individual. So I am here to hopefully wake some of you up or even validate for others of you that have this viewpoint. But here's the deal. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions and I want you to consider them because these are the types of things that I'm going to ask about that if you're a leader in your life, you've investigated, you've worked through some of this, or you're interested in working through some of this. Okay, so ready? Here are the questions. Are you being someone who feels they do not need to grow and develop emotionally, like you're grown up, you don't have to grow anymore? Are you being someone who feels like because you have the title, you don't even have to do the work? You've already arrived? Do you know anything? Have you studied at all about human behavior beyond the compulsory training or two that you might have at your job? Do you have a calling as a leader, or do you just collect the paycheck? Yeah, that's a big one. Why the hell are you in a leadership position if you don't have a calling? And you may have a calling, but you haven't allowed it to solidify. I'm here to tell you that every real leader has a calling. All right, here's another question. How are you measuring the experiences of the people in your life? Yeah, I didn't say at work. I'm saying in your life. Now, I'm not saying that every leader has wonderful experiences with everybody in their life, but there's patterns and then there's situations. What are the patterns in your life with the people in your life? Why are you in a leadership position at all? Do you know? If you're not sure of a calling, what has you think that you could make the world a better place for the people that are following you? Where are you with emotional intelligence, cultural intelligence, spiritual intelligence? Do you even know those exist? Are you holding, and this is a big one, okay? Are you holding on to the hurts, the resentments, the fear, the anger, or pain from situations in your life? And I'm talking about everything from your parental units, to your siblings, to your first love, to that jerk on the playground who pushed you down, to that first project that was a failure and you got embarrassed, to even relationships that have caused you to be hurt. Are you still holding on to those? Are you a victim of circumstances? Or do you own everything, your experience of everything that has happened and happening in your life? I didn't say at fault, I said owned. Listen, being a leader is all of these things, is dealing with all of these things. It's dealing with the shadow work. It's dealing with the emotional intelligence. It's dealing with the fears. It's dealing with you questioning whether you're even good enough to do the job that you're in. And the majority of us do question that. There are people that don't. And usually those people really suck at their jobs. Just saying. Okay. But most of us believe we are not good enough to do the things we desire to do. Now, those are not real beliefs, but they feel real to us. How are you dealing with that? Are you covering it up and pretending it doesn't exist? Or are you really, really embracing your humanity and sharing what you go through with people so that they can embrace their humanity? See, being a leader, a true leader, is someone who shines the light for others to see their own goodness and power. Being a true leader is someone who raises up other leaders around them and has them achieve more than they ever thought possible. Being a leader is one of the most difficult, rewarding things one could take on in their entire life. And I don't care if you manage people in an organization or not, you are the CEO of your own life. And if you do not embrace that, how on earth are you firing and hiring accordingly in your life? How are you anybody that people would want to follow if you are not the CEO of your own life? Because whether you embrace it or not, you are. And if you don't embrace it, you're probably not enjoying things very much right now. And the people around you are not either. So who are you being? Who are you being? Thanks again for catching this podcast recording. I will see you on the next one.
Join us for the next episode of Leadership, the shit they don't tell you.